Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
The first interview on Real Gospel for 2020, and you know what? I couldn't think of a more fitting person than the Bishop Leonard Scott. And if you don't know who he is, well, you're going to find out. Here's the Bishop Leonard Scott with Holy Spirit on Real Gospel.
I'm desperate for you, gotta have you. Can't make it on my own, and I know I really need you. I'm really longing for you, really yearning for you. Holy Spirit, take my hand, I'll follow. Lord, please,
I want to walk in your Spirit daily.
Please come. Right.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have, and I always say honored, but when I say honored, I really do mean it this time. I have got the man himself in the studios, the one and only Bishop Leonard Scott. Thank you for coming inside the studio, sir.
Praise God. Well, yes. Thank you for allowing us to come inside the studio.
Yes.
This is awesome, man. Wow.
Yes, this is, by my count, I think this is the third or maybe fourth time that you've been on the program. It's, in the past, it's been over the phone, but yeah. To God be the glory. I'm honored to have you with us. And so for those of you, I normally say there's always someone who just got saved yesterday.
Wow.
And so they're new to church, they're new to gospel music. To those individuals, tell them a little bit about yourself and your history and where you're from and all that incredible stuff before we move forward.
Wow. Okay. My name is Leonard Scott. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I got saved while I was in dental school.
Wow.
Dental school there in Indianapolis, and the Lord saved me. I wanted to be a rock star when I was young.
Oh.
And didn't happen. Hallelujah. Thank God. But when I got saved, I kind of got out of music because music had been my God. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make a God out of anything.
Yeah.
And so after about a year, the Lord just kind of released me and I got into choir, church choir. And then he started giving me songs. And I took those songs to the church organist and mm-hmm. asked him what he thought about them. And he said, think we ought to do a record.
Yes.
And so we did this record, and it didn't do that good, you know. But other artists started coming to me,
yes.
asking if they could use the label. And I can look back now and see God putting this label together. But back then, I couldn't see it. You know, I just couldn't see it. But God is miraculous. I tell you, He will set your future up. And if you walk through the doors that He opens,
yes.
You look back and say, wow.
You know?
Now we have the oldest black-owned gospel recording label in the nation. And some of the best artists on the planet.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So we're excited.
Ty Scott Records. So all you independent artists out there, all you songwriters, musicians, aka, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, the man himself is in the house. And let me ask you this before we get into more about yourself. What is, and I know it's God. I know it's God. Let me just go ahead and say that. But what is the formula for selecting great music that has really made Ty Scott sort of the cornerstone of premier gospel music in the industry itself? Gosh, my
Brown,
good friend, that's Anthony Brown. I call on those two first because if you just know just a little bit about gospel music, if you listen to some gospel radio stations, then you've heard their music. And so just that quality of music, that quality of gospel music, what's the formula?
Vashawn Mitchell.
That's right.
Dietrich Haddon.
That's right.
Rance Allen.
That's right.
You can just
that's
go
right.
down
yes.
the line. But formula-wise, you know, I know you said, I know it's God, but man, that's about what I can say. It's God.
See, we can't get, yeah.
Can't get away from
can't
it,
Can't get away
man.
From it. Just, it's God. That's God.
But, you know, we do listen.
To God be the glory.
Listen
yes.
for talent.
Yes.
And also, we like it when artists have a little more than talent,
mm-hmm.
but have some type of business acumen.
Ah.
You know, where, you know, some just think that this stuff just.
Yes.
My daddy used to say money grows on trees or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That when a record company invests in you,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not just because you play and sing good,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's because anybody expects a return on their investment.
That's
true. And so if you don't have really a good business sense, you think, well, you know, I'm selling all these records. Why are y'all not giving no money?
Yes.
Well, we got to recoup back what we put in you.
That's true.
In the front end.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes people don't realize
that.
It's like, well, you know, I thought you were just giving that to
yes,
me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know about that. You know?
Yeah. They should know that. There's nothing in life is free. I mean, you know, it's an investment. I think sometimes they do know that, but maybe they don't know to what extent a lot of investment
True.
Is placed into their careers.
Oh, yeah.
And on the other end,
I guess, some of the losses you've probably taken investing in artists that we've probably never heard of.
When I first started 40-something years ago, the industry standard was one record out of nine would break even.
Wow.
One out of nine would break, and that means just bringing enough to pay for the expense of it.
Mm-hmm.
No profit, just break even.
Yes.
One out of nine. And, man, that's worse than going to Las Vegas and rolling dice.
It is. You're right. Yeah.
so and the thing is, the way it's set up, is the record company is fronting this money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to a bank and you borrow money, regardless of whether your investment did good or not, you still owe the bank the money.
That's true.
But in the record industry, when they invest in you, if they don't make the money back, they don't come to you to get their money back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sort of, and so the way it works is when you do get a hit, that hit has to pay for all the losses also.
And also create a profit.
For you and the artist.
If
you're going to make another one, right?
For you and the artist. That's so true. So you have just gotten industry marketing 101 from Bishop Leonard Scott. So there it is. You got it from the man himself. So let's move into more about yourself. You play instruments?
Yes, I play guitar.
Guitar. Yeah. And you've done a couple of projects. I've played your project with you with the guitar.
All right.
And so is that that's the only instrument that you play?
Well, presently, I have played. My first instrument was clarinet when I was 8 years old.
Clarinet,
When I went to college, I got in a band with some of my cousins, and clarinet wasn't a popular instrument, so they got me an alto sax from somewhere. I don't know where they got it from. They might have stole it. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I started playing an alto sax, and then when the Lord saved me, and this was back like the early 70s, alto sax just wasn't, that was the devil's instrument.
Wow,
in the church. So, you know, you can go back so far, even the Hammond organ was the devil's instrument.
I heard about that,
And so, of course, today, you know,
almost everybody
play
has one, right?
Alto sax, no problem. Yeah. You know? But back then, so I started playing bass guitar.
Yes.
And then kind of just moved to the rhythm guitar. And so that's where we are now.
Gotcha. So your song, Holy Spirit. I love it. The listeners love it. And what's the inspiration behind this song and that project?
Holy Spirit is a song that was written actually, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it a lot in my time of worship because it's one of those vertical songs that you're singing to the Lord.
Yes,
a lot of songs we sing to each other, you know. Can't nobody
to
do
exalt
you like
him.
Jesus. You know,
I
ain't singing that to Jesus saying, can't nobody do you like Jesus. I'm singing that to you.
That's true.
It's a testimony
that's
song
true,
you know, of his goodness. And so we sing a lot of praise songs to one another, you know, about his goodness and about his grace and mercy. But then there are those worship songs that we sing directly to him, you know. And it's one of those songs, you know. And it has the ability to actually usher you into his presence, you know.
Speaking of being ushered into his presence, I want to say thank you for your book, If I Be Lifted Up. I love that book, and I think that's one of those books that on the inside that I was praying that somebody would write and somebody that I trusted to sort of understand how to exalt the Lord in so many different ways. And so I want to thank you for your penmanship on that book, because it's an awesome book.
Wow. Well, thank you. That was the second book that I had written, and I actually taught principles of worship at a Bible college for a number of years, and I never could find a text. You know, I had about four or five different books to go in, because I never could find one that covered everything that I wanted to do. And so I actually put my notes together for the different lectures, and that's how Be Lifted Up, the book came into me from that course.
Wow. I bet it's still doing tremendously well. I bet it's the book.
Well, it's a little older now.
Yeah.
So
so on Amazon?
You can still get it on Amazon.
Get it, y'all. I'm just saying. it's an awesome book. So you also have a foundation, and let's talk about that.
Well, actually, a foundation. Oh, yeah. I don't have a foundation.
The foundation for the marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is...
This is our marketing director.
Well, can we have... Yes, we're going to rope you... Let's rope you in. See, because I don't want the listeners... See, they can't see you. So I don't want them thinking, what is he doing up there with Dr. Scott? I'm just saying, so lean on in here. It's all good. This is radio. This is what we do. Let's inform the people. There it is.
Well,
tell them who you are.
All,
what's your name?
First of all, X-Man, we appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Coming to the studio.
You're welcome,
the
yes.
FSK. My name is Valerie Jones. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm traveling with First Lady Scott.
Yeah. Now, before you go on, she's relentless. she will let you know. She's on y'all's team. I want you to know. She's a relentless warrior for the cause. She made sure I knew what time you're going to be here. She made sure I knew what time you're coming into town. She is on top of it. I just want to make sure I say that on the front end. So, yeah, give you your flowers while you're here. Go ahead. You may proceed.
Thank you, sir. We just want the audience to know
that
the Bishop has some wonderful products. Uh-huh. And the way that Ty Scott allows the fans, the public to know what's going on is with this text project.
Okay.
And what it is the foundation of what we do.
Yes.
So that's what we meant by the word foundation. Yes. And what we'd like for everyone to do at this time, if you're driving, you can't do it right now, but we want you to take out your phones and text the word legacy. Text the word L-E-G-A-C-Y, legacy, to this number. And that number is 864-657-2688. Text the word legacy to 864-657-2688.
Okay.
Thank you, X-Man.
You're welcome. And I'll make sure that this will be posted on my Facebook page and my social media outlets so that people can physically see it and save it to their phone, whatever they need to do to make sure. That's right. That's right. That's right. What do they get, Bishop?
You get a download of the song Holy Spirit.
Ah.
And you get...
The book?
You get a chapter of the book.
Right? The chapter of the book, see?
Right. Pre-download chapter number one.
Okay, okay.
The ultimate boost from within.
Okay.
31 days to health, wealth, boldness, and happiness.
Amen, amen. And so I noticed that we also have in the studio the elect lady.
Yes.
Lady Scott. Can we get a couple of words from her?
Absolutely.
Can she?
Absolutely.
Yes, come on. Yes, slide on in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, ma'am. Yes, indeed. Talk nice and loud so the listener can get it. Yes, yes.
Well.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even know where to begin. But it just happens that my husband and I met, of course, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
We've been married now 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was into music and I was too.
Gotcha.
And... someone introduced us, but not knowing, you know, that all this music thing would, like, blow up like it has. But, I've had just a great life. You know, just kind of trying to keep up.
trying to keep up.
My wife's an accomplished pianist.
Oh, I got you. Hold that thought right there, Lady Scott. We've got to take a quick break for the stations, but hold that thought. I want to know if you still play the piano. My name is the X-Man. The Bishop Leonard Scott is in the studios with me, and when we come back, we're going to speak with his wife, Lady Scott, right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.